1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince. It's another episode of that show with Ben and Vince on it.
Yeah, no, not that show. You're thinking of a different show. This is the Ben and Vince show.
Oh. Wait, that's what this is?
Yeah, dude. The Ben and Vince show. That's what it's called.
Oh, wow. I totally thought it was that other show.
No. I understand your confusion, but that's something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, so welcome to this show, which, you know, contrary to popular belief, is the Ben and Vince show.
Yeah.
By the way, while I was saying that, I'm just saying this for the benefit of viewers, because they couldn't see me. I was doing a Dominic-style pointing thing.
Oh. Yeah, I also saw you do that, but...
Yeah, but decided...
Viewers... Listeners who might be listening, or the viewers who might be watching.
Right.
They could be watching on the DVD that is coming out.
Are we advertising for something that hasn't come out yet? And as far as we know at this point, we don't know that it exists.
What are you talking about? Do we not know that it exists?
This is the first I heard of any DVD collecting the first 28 episodes of the Ben and Vince show available July 30th in a video store near you, or online from obscureporn.com.
Oh, well, I heard of it a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, it's now everyone knows. Now we can all know.
Yeah. Maybe it should come out on the 29th.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, isn't the 29th a Tuesday?
I don't know.
Yeah, 29th is totally a Tuesday.
Okay, so?
So DVDs always come out on Tuesday.
Is that true?
Yeah. Whatever, it probably won't be done by then.
It'll probably be done by then, I think.
Whatever. It'll come out on a day. Whatever. You know... It'll get there when it gets there.
It'll get there on July 30th, at the latest.
Yeah.
2008.
Yeah. Okay, I was watching... What was I watching? I was watching Weeds.
What are you, Ben Katowski?
Hey, I like to watch that show.
Oh, okay. He liked to watch that show first. Anyway, go on.
Okay, well then, here's what happened. I was, like, bored one day, and I was like, I was going to watch a movie. So I was talking to George online. I was like, should I watch, I don't remember what I said, like, Trainspotting or Memento or something.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen either of those movies.
Okay.
And he was like, you should watch Weeds. So I said, okay.
Okay.
I started watching Weeds.
All right.
And now I watched, like, the first two seasons.
So I get the impression that you like this show.
I mean, there's only like, 10 or 13 episodes per season, and they're only
Oh,
half an
yeah.
hour long.
Right. It's one of those HBO shows.
It's on Showtime.
It's one of those cable shows.
Anyway, so I was watching it, and
And
so, I don't want to, spend too much time on backstory, but so there's this guy, and he lives in a house, and this crazy girl that he used to date in Alaska drove down to find him, right?
okay. Was she an
And
astronaut?
no, what? She's from Alaska. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Anyway, go on.
There's no astronauts in Alaska.
You're so statist. Anyway, whatever.
I don't suppose they have fax machines on elephants.
Uncle Alfred, zip me up, or whatever.
Yeah. Suit me up, Alfred.
Yeah.
No, but so she so like there was some time when they're talking about a time when they were having sex and he stepped on one of her spirit animals and she
Nah.
stabbed him with an icicle,
That's the
right?
perfect crime.
And he was like, "You stabbed me with an icicle." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I remember that. April 28th, 2005,
Oh my
6
God.
whatever PM. Yeah. You stepped on my spirit turtle," or something like that. And
28, 2005, really?
yeah. That's what
What
she
else
said.
happened on that day?
Oh, why don't we ask Wikipedia? I'll ask so that we don't hear all this freaking typing.
I seem to type pretty loud.
Let's see here. Okay. Really? Okay. Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
I really wanted on November something 2006. I really wanted them to change it just for one day to either Wikipedia or Weepedia, for the day that the
What's
Wii
wrong
came
with
out.
you? Okay,
Dude, that would have been awesome.
on that day,
Yeah.
the patent law treaty went into effect.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah. Also,
Also,
Chris Candido, Percy Heath, and Taraki Sivaram died.
okay, that's quite the loss, but I can bear that for that whatever thing you said before that going
Yeah.
into effect or something. And there's like one other thing that happened, right?
Yeah, I think there was something else that happened.
Yeah, something like was anything born, anyone or anything born?
I think something was born.
Something grammatical.
A dream. A
Something.
legend.
No, you must be thinking of something else.
Wasn't there something you were supposed to write? I don't want to get too behind the scenes here.
Been under a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, I didn't have it in any way.
April 28th.
Yeah, write it down, put it in ink.
Go back and listen to podcast 21 and a half.
Yeah. And then on February 1st, 2006, go back and listen to podcast 18 and a half or whatever.
Yeah, man. February 21st. I mean, February 1st. Yeah, February 1st. I agree. That's a good day. Dude, that's when that
Okay.
space shuttle blew up, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it was like before that. We already knew that.
Right. Was that Discovery or Challenger?
No, it was Columbia.
Columbia.
What happened
That's
to
what.
Discovery? Did
No,
something
nothing.
happen to Discovery?
Nothing happened in Discovery.
Do you have something planned?
I
Yeah, the FBI is gonna be all over this one.
Like, yeah, why don't you think they stopped listening by now?
Oh my God.
Probably the CIA will be all over it, though. I mean, they don't like share intelligence or anything.
I saw a photo on Flickr today.
Yeah.
It
Flickr.
had, it had a sign. It was a photo of a sign that says, it's like a sign on the side of the highway. It says, George Bush Center for Intelligence, CIA.
Ha. That's funny.
Also, there was a picture of a sign inside Safeway that said, it was like having the aisles, and
Yeah.
one of the aisles was titled Snack Time, and then the items listed for that aisle were wine, beer, and wine.
That's very funny. Right. Yeah. George Bush Center of Intelligence. That's funny.
Yeah, political humor here on the Ben and Vince show.
Yeah, probing humor
Yeah.
politically. Ben and Vince giving you the sweetness since
Yeah.
July 30th, 2007.
Yeah. Let's go to break.
Right, break time.
Snack time.
Let's go get some wine, beer, and wine. Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Vince. You may know us from our popular podcast, The Ben and Vince Show.
Well, I don't think it's that
We're
popular.
here to tell you about something amazing happening at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, spider your way on down to your local 7-Eleven for the new Spider-Man sub. It's a web-swinging good time.
Just listen to what people are saying about this spectacular sandwich.
Hi, I'm Marla Madison. It was pretty good, but there's all this weird webbing stuff in the middle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Otto Octavius, and I can truly say that this is the worst sub I've ever tasted. It tastes like pure
All right,
crap.
so as you can
It
see,
doesn't
this
taste
sub is
anything like
really
Octopus
great,
Inc.
and it's way better than those disgusting bat burgers they have over there at Burger King.
Get it now before they're all gone.
Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Did you realize that you are a champion? You don't see just how wild the crowd is. You don't see just how fly my style is. I don't see why I need a stylist when I shot so much I can speak Italian. I don't know, I just want it better for my kids. And I ain't saying we was from the projects, but every time I want a layaway or a deposit, my dad would say, when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sort of like Will Smith and his son in the movie. I ain't talking about the rich ones, cause every summer he'd get some brand new harebrained scheme to get rich from. And I don't know what he did for dough, but he'd send me back to school with a new wardrobe. And I think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something to show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this. Did you realize that you are a champion? When it feel like living's harder than dying, for me, giving up's way harder than trying. Lauryn Hill said her heart was in Zion. I wish her heart still was in rhyming. Kids gon' listen to, huh? I guess me if it isn't you. Last week I paid a visit to the institute. They got the dropout keeping kids in the school. I guess I'm
Okay,
cleaning up my act
now
like
it's all
principal.
right that we're
Let
back
them know the pledge allegiance from break.
principal. They got the CD, they got
All
to
right.
see me drop gems like I dropped out a PE. Yeah, how did you know that it was from break that we were back and
I
not
just
from.
guessed. Not from like Cameroon or something.
Have you ever seen that movie Fracture with Anthony Hopkins?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I've seen it.
I've never heard of it.
It's like a thriller.
Okay. Is there anything like that Thriller by Michael
Thriller.
Jackson?
Yeah. No. No, there's no zombies.
Oh. What got fractured?
know. What did give... That's a good idea. I mean, question? That's a good question. I don't really remember much of the movie.
Okay.
But he was like some kind of genius or something.
Okay. And did he eat any people?
No, he just like beat the system or something. No, he didn't beat the system, but he just
did he know the system?
He didn't know the system. He just like fucked with a lot of people mentally.
Okay. So he fractured their minds.
Yeah, maybe.
I haven't even seen this movie and I already know it better than you.
Yeah, well, you you're pretty good at knowing about movies.
I guess. There's a lot of movies I don't know about, though. About which
you don't know. Ha!
Yeah. I corrected myself before you corrected me. I still win. Okay.
No, we're at the same time.
No, you must be on a delay or something. Anyway,
it's not like we're in different times.
What time is it, Vince? Quick.
I can't say.
So I was looking at AFI's top 100 comedies.
Oh, and the other day on Jeopardy?
Yes, let's hear your stupid story first.
All the categories were quotes from AFI's top 100 movie quotes.
Oh, that's cool.
And one of them was, "I drink your milkshake."
No, is that really on the quotes now? The movie just came out. It can't be.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't on there, but that was definitely one of the categories.
That's really funny. Anyway,
Tell your story.
So yeah, top 100 comedies. Like, three quarters of them are all the same comedy from, the 1940s or 50s with, Cary Grant and, like, Katharine Hepburn. It's just, like, everyone in that list is, like, exactly the same. It's all the same movie, basically. That was my...
No. Something like, it happened one night. And...
Yeah, that's the funniest one, apparently, according to AFI.
Wait, that's number one?
Yeah, that's number one.
That's the funniest movie of all time.
Yep.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No. I don't believe you.
Look it up. It's on Wikipedia.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's the number one comedy of all time.
Yep.
What was number two?
I don't remember.
What was the highest, like, recent one?
I don't remember. I remember number five was Blazing Saddles.
Okay. That's acceptable.
I think maybe number two was Annie Hall. I could be making that up.
I don't care about that.
Dude, that movie was so good.
Oh my god!
I don't think that movie appears on any AFI list.
Not even like worst 100 movies.
I don't think they maintain that list.
It's too bad.
Whenever they have these, best 100 movies or best 100 thrillers or whatever, they always have, a TV show to go along with it and all these celebrities like presenting the movies. So who would they get to present the worst 100 movies of all time? Let's cast that TV show right now.
Elaine Benes, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
What? Why?
Wasn't she in Troll?
Troll 1? Or something. That doesn't count.
Okay. Yep. I know who they would get.
Who would they get?
Bradford Howe.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh my god. I want the friggin' popcorn back.
Yeah, he is no dancing popcorn.
I mean, he was there before, but...
I know.
I still want the popcorn. I want the popcorn.
Yeah, I can't believe we couldn't find it online.
Ugh. Just like that Sears commercial.
Yeah. Another scorcher. Shut it. Right.
I'll call tomorrow. You'll call today. I'll call now.
I think cool. You messed that up.
No,
Did you say cool?
Yeah, she says cool.
Cool party.
It's a cold town.
Okay, let's not relive last podcast.
My god.
You see that writing? Do you know what that means? Hospitality. You can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it. Oh my god.
That movie was so bad. I can't believe how bad it was.
You haven't even seen it.
I know. I don't want to. It's not good. It's bad.
Yeah. Like
there's a, you know how a movie can be so bad it's good?
Yeah.
This movie, I suspect, is so bad that it's bad again.
Yeah. Bad Again sounds like the sequel to a Michael Jackson album.
Wow. You sure they want to just call it Bad 2?
Nope. Bad Again. You know, it was like Die Hard 2 wasn't called Die Hard 2. It was called Die Hard Again.
No, it wasn't. It was called Die Harder.
That's also not true.
It is true.
Oh, right. I'm thinking of number three, which was Die Hard with a Vengeance. With
Vengeance, and then Live Free or Die Hard.
It's time to Live Free or Die Hard 4.
Yeah. You think they would put that one third?
Yeah. Yeah, you think. No, but Michael Caine wasn't in it.
Yeah, so true.
Dude,
that Batman movie is
getting really good review.
Wait, people have... Yeah, okay, it is. I agree.
But, like, everyone in the media has somehow already seen it. I mean, that seems like a very advanced review.
Bastards. Well, you know, they strategically time the release of these movies. So, like, they'll have had it done since, like, you know, the beginning of the year. But they say it's coming out on this day so we can make the most money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what they do.
Right.
Anyway, Batman.
Oh, Batman. You're talking about that Batman movie?
No, anyway, no. The Dark Knight. It's coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
No, pretty wait. Soon. No, wait. It's coming out later this month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's relatively soon.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Pretty soon. That's what you said.
Yeah, I can't wait to have seen it.
Yeah, most people, you know, idiomatically might say, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, maybe. I guess.
But right. I agree that I also can't wait to have seen it, because then that'll mean that I have already seen it. No, wait. Here's what I can't wait. I can't wait to be seeing it.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Do you ever think about maybe if they if they had considered other tenses for there will be blood, you know, like there will have been blood, or you know, there was being blood.
There will have been.
Yeah,
that's what you said.
I said that one. That was the first one I said. Out of the two that I said.
There's going to be blood.
There is going to be blood. That's...
Blood will have been.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's pretty much the issue I raised.
Yeah. I commence the act of drinking your milkshake!
Shut up. Yeah, I was gonna say something like a long time ago.
You don't have very much time.
Oh no!
We have to travel back home. Goodbye.